The problem is, like in other agricultural sectors, quite relevant for fisheries and aquaculture. But no data exists on the exact extent and number of people in slavery. But there are significant indications from different parts of the world, including developed countries. In fisheries, we see many different challenges of fish workers in the seafood value chains, and that includes capture fishes, aquaculture, and fish processing. Problems include foremost poverty, often extreme labor conditions, issues of safety at sea, occupational safety and health problems, and many in the fisheries sector work as seasonal, casual, informal workers under poor or no contractual arrangements.
So these issues have been getting a lot of attention in recent years. Have you seen any progress on the issues?
Yes, we see there is increased attention and commitment from different governments, but also NGOs, certification bodies, and the fish industry, retailers, and private sector in general. There is progress in the sense of governments and other players trying to improve the situation on labor issues. We clearly see also there is a growing interest in social labeling, which increasingly focuses on labor issues and decent work criteria so that consumers can actually choose seafood which has been produced under decent work conditions. It is very clear, however, that we need to help enforce the relevant existing international legal framework, foremost international labor standards by the ILO, especially the ILO Protocol on Forced Labor and the Convention on Work in Fishing. These are crucial, important instruments which need to be implemented, need to be promoted throughout the sector. However, we also see the need to implement instruments against IUU fishing, against illegal fishing, because we know that where there is illegal fishing, there is also a very high likelihood for abuse of labor conditions.
So how is FAO supporting member countries and partners to address decent work issues?
Well, FAO is basically implementing its strategic program, and in particular its strategic objective on poverty reduction, which includes an emphasis on the promotion of decent work. This is meant to support member states in their efforts to address decent work issues in the fisheries sector, but also in the other agricultural sectors. Additional work we do is more specific. We work on the promotion of employment and the development of skills, for example, in this in particular, to enhance opportunities for women and youth to find their jobs, employment opportunities. The issues are very complex. We engage with several players and institutions in the producing countries. And we need to, of course, work with the government authorities, not only fisheries, but also agricultural authorities, as well as labor and others. Clearly, the workers' representatives also have a major role to play, but also NGOs are important in these efforts, such as are also media and, last not least, the consumers in general.
What do you hope will come from the meeting?
Basically, improve cooperation among the stakeholders, working together with ILO, but also with industry representatives, with unions, with certification bodies. We hope that this cooperation is enhanced, that concrete actions and commitments come out by the various players, as well as by the governments. However, we also emphasize the opportunity for the seafood industry to enhance their efforts in terms of due diligence, to be responsible and accountable for their efforts in addressing labor issues in their companies. We also hope to see a stronger recognition of fish workers' representatives. Fish workers' representatives, the unions, are not very visible, not very recognized, and they need to come to the table to clearly voice what fish workers actually experience and what they need.